Universal Studios just had a fire. The main thing that was prioritized wasn't the sets being burned, but the fire was getting dangerously close to the film library. The fire department was bringing out canisters of films from 1941.
The voice of Joe Rourke, the vice president of marketing and business development at Rourke Data. The company helps film studios, broadcast companies, and even medical device makers with storage solutions for the vast amounts of data being generated by the demand for video and imaging. That demand is expressed everywhere, it seems, from YouTube to graphics design labs to Hollywood.
So what's going on are massive projects to digitize all that film, because not only could a fire come along and burn the film, but eventually that film can't be a medium for much longer. Their valuable asset, their digital content that they've created, is going to be safe and sound on that disk drive storage system, and Seagate fast drives is really the answer for them. So they get enterprise class features in terms of redundancy, but at the same time, the price point's in alignment with what they need to accommodate the growing storage requirement.
Rourke says that archiving of content for storage and playback is only one side of the story. The other great need, he says, has grown as the whole video and film production process relies more and more on high-definition images and bigger files.
So on the creation side, they've been relying on enterprise-class drives, typically fiber channel drives, sometimes the high-capacity business-critical drives such as a SATA drive. But really, it's an expensive platform for these guys, but that's the only way they can get things done, so to speak. So whether it's editing or color correction, digitizing a film, all of the content creation steps are relying on fairly expensive storage solutions based around fiber channel interfaces. The archive
is that what makes it expensive, the fiber channel technology, or are there other things about SATA that
make
it expensive?
It's a two-part answer. On the what we call the tier one storage, they're using more expensive enterprise class drives, fiber channel drives, for example. But those drives have enterprise features that they need. And then there's the fiber channel topology, the actual fiber channel network. It's a fairly expensive network, but it's the largest bandwidth that's available in a general installed base right now. But this is what's currently going on out there. And then if you switch over to this archival side of it, that storage is a lot less expensive on a cost per gigabyte. And it still uses the fiber channel, or in some cases, Gig Ethernet type of network, and it comes down at a price that's almost an order of magnitude lower. But again, this is content that's been created, and now it's being stored in some kind of repository made out of several storage arrays. Another way to look at it is broadcasters. They have online storage, the storage that's playing the TV show out to air. That's highly redundant, enterprise-class storage, very fast. And then you have second tier or offline. That's your archive. That's where you're keeping your television shows that are pending. It might be where the newsroom uses to keep the last 3 weeks of stories ready to go in case it pops into the news again.
Well, what kind of tools does Rourke Data rely on when you are dealing with clients in broadcast or in areas like healthcare and other things?
Right. The really high-end data storage with high-end networking capabilities, typically these products get sold for somewhere in the neighborhood of $5 to even $10 a gigabyte. And what we've done is taken those same storage components, namely SAS drives in this case, high-capacity SAS drives, instead of fiber channel, and we've taken InfiniBand networking instead of fiber channel as well, and we've put those together, but because of some of the technology we have available through Rourke, we're able to get a price point that is closer to $2 or $3 gigabyte versus $5 or $10. And that's really revolutionizing a way for our customers to consider their overall approach to putting together their budget for a movie now. And it's really exciting. And Seagate's been instrumental in helping getting that message out. The big launch of this whole product set's going to be at the IBC show in Amsterdam in September. We're currently calling the product group Galaxy IB for InfiniBand. It's a 24 terabyte solution. with RAID 6, so that means you can fail up to two drives. And we use a special RAID algorithm that we developed that allows us to sustain very high transfer rates, 1.6 gigabits per second. But what's really key is if we lose disk drive, and we're running in what's called a degraded mode, we can still sustain 1.5 gigabytes per second. Therefore, our customers can keep working. They don't have to stop their whole process. And this is what ultimately they're paying for. They need to be able to operate at this very high speed in order to do their work. You know, lower-end systems built around Fibre Channel and SATA can't sustain those transfer rates, and they really can't do it. They actually crash if they lose a drive and they're running in a degraded mode. So the only way to accomplish that today is by very expensive, highly redundant systems with multiple controllers, or now we have the Rourke approach, which is a very nice compromise closer to that SATA Fibre Channel price.
Joe Rourke is the Vice President of Marketing and Business Development at Rourke Data. He spoke to us from his offices in Minneapolis, Minnesota.